She's on three. Hello? Hi there. Sorry, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. Can I speak with Winnie?
Yeah, who's speaking?
Yeah, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling regarding the Scottish redress claim. You know, for the abuse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And my sister was telling me about that. I don't know if it's redress. Is it redress? Is dealing with her?
The Scottish redress, yeah. Are they dealing with your sisters already, are they?
Pardon? No, well, my sister, I says to her, she said, I give them your name. I says, well, what's the point in giving my name when you didn't give them my phone number or my address? Do you know what I mean?
So, no, don't worry about
it. So she never, so I asked her to forward it to me, and she still never forwarded it, to be quite honest with you. I just wanted to say, I was in care. Is this what this is about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Aye. I was in care for 1973.
Yeah.
Was it 73? I'm 65 now. I was in the assessment centre for 6 months in 1973. Then I went straight from there into, with nuns, the Good Shepherd Convent. And I was in there for a year.
Yeah.
That's because I was, because in the days, if you were keeping school, they put you away.
Into the, yeah.
That's what they done to you in the days. You had a school board coming in with a book. And because my sister was in the same convent as me, but I was in the assessment centre too. She was in the same convent.
What I'm going to do, Winnie, is I'm going to take these details now, and we can definitely get this claim processed for yourself. Just before we do so, I just wanted to hopefully just give you a bit of advice for your sister as well.
Well, sister's never told me anything yet.
No. I was just
going to
say...
I'm sure she mentioned redress. She mentioned yous.
Well, I was just going to say, when you speak to her, the Scottish redress claim, they're underpaying customers. They're paying people out around £10,000. People are owed more around £50,000 from this, to be honest.
Yeah.
So just let your sister know, just say they try to offer her £10,000, tell her to say no. Or even give us a call if they do, because it's nowhere near enough.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do, Winnie, is I'm just going to confirm your details. Take a brief statement, and we can look at getting this claim started for you. So just to confirm, I've got your name as Winnie Davis. Winnie Davis.
My name's Winnie Thread. My proper name, I get called Winnie because that's just abbreviated. But my proper name is Winifred Devers.
Yeah, and is that W-I-N-I-F-R-E-D?
Yes.
Yeah, Devers. And Winnie's obviously a nickname, isn't it?
Pardon?
Sorry, Winnie is a nickname, isn't it?
Well, it's just a short name for Winifred. Yeah. I've never really been called Winifred. I've always been called Winnie, even it's... Well, my mother called me Winifred, but it's just... It's a quite a long name, so it's just, my mother was just saying that my Winnie, she spoke about my Winifred, but everybody's, I'm just called Winnie.
No, absolutely.
No, I've never been called Winifred, eh?
What I'll do is I'll put on the form Winifred, but I'll also put Winnie as a previous name.
If it was for like documents or things like that, my proper name, Winifred.
Yeah.
If I was to sign any documents or anything, it'd have to be my full name, of course.
And have you been known by any other names other than Winifred and Winnie?
No, that's always been my name. Be quiet, Eddie, that's just my cat. Go away!
I've got a Bengal,
a bloody nuisance.
Oh, perfect. They are really cute, then, to be fair, though, aren't they?
They're nice, but they're wild.
It's a nightmare.
Just at night, he's not bad, but this time, he's always following around the house. It's my own fault, because I spoil him. My own fault, and then I start moaning at him.
Oh, bless him. And just to confirm then, I've got your date of birth as 26th of the 5th, 1960.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've got you down at flat 18, 5 Salamander Court.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So what age did you go to the assessment centre? How old was you when you went there?
Oh, I think I was 13 going on 14.
13, 14
if I remember correctly. And then I went straight for there to the nuns. That was an awful place. I went there straight from the assessment centre into to live with the nuns. But
I'll take the details of the schools and things in a moment. First of all, what was your mother's name?
My mother's name is Nora Boyle. Well, Nora Jeebers, but her maiden name is Boyle, sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
No, and my mother was Nora.
Yeah. And what was your father's name?
Malachy.
Malachy. Is that M-A-L-A-C-H-Y?
M-A-L-A-C-K-Y. That's how we've done it. That's how we wrote Dad's name. You can spell it M-A-L-A-C-K-I, but we always done it that way.
No, don't worry then, that's perfect. And can you just confirm your GP surgery as well, your local GP surgery?
I'm Leithmount Surgery.
And what area is that?
That's in Edinburgh. And that's...
Leithmount.
I don't know if it's number five Lindsay Street, I think.
Two Lindsay Street, I think I've got here. Yeah. Lindsay Street. That's the one, yeah.
Have you got
it? It's number two, yeah.
Right.
And what's your sister's name?
My sister's name's Nora.
Nora as well, Devers.
Yes.
And do you know how old she is, roughly?
My sister's 60, she's no 70 yet, she's a pensioner. I'm a pensioner next year. This year I will be a pensioner. Not that I feel like a pensioner, but and my sister's 60, she must be 67 or 68.
Yeah,
I've got five sisters.
Alright, well that's fine, just as a rough guess anyway, it's not a problem. So just to confirm, obviously, you said that you was around 13, 14 years old when you went to the first assessment centre.
Yes, that was at Liberton.
Yeah, the reason why you was put there was because you'd been skipping school.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I say, though, it's no justification for having to go through what you went through because you didn't go to school, you know, here and there.
Well, we went to school, but then they were cool in the schools in the 80s, I know.
Yeah.
We went to school, but
we
used to keep the school sometimes.
And what area was the assessment centre in that you first went?
That was in Liberton in Edinburgh. That's closed down a long time. I don't know if that's still... Sometimes I drive past that and I think, is that still... is it still for, like, young offenders or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know whether it was Howenden Hall Centre or Liberton?
That's it.
It was Howenden Hall Centre, was it?
Howenden Hall, that's what I was.
Yeah, no worries. And you was there for around 6 months as well, weren't you?
Well, I think I was 6 months in there. And then from there, I went into the convent.
The convent, and that was the Good Shepherd, did you say?
Yes.
The Convent of the Good Shepherd?
Yes, it was in Collington in Edinburgh.
Collington, Edinburgh. Collington, yeah, that's the one.
I went in there, but I was at three secondary schools. But when I went to the convent, to the nuns, they put me out to school. We could go out sometimes to take our shopping, or they'd let us out for a few hours. It was kind of, there was a lot of people in there. Oh, that was an awful place.
Yeah. No worries. So what I can do is, if you want, is I will just take a little bit of a statement about kind of what it was like. Just to confirm, first of all, you know when you was at Howden Hall Centre in Edinburgh?
Yes.
Did you suffer any type of abuse when you was there from them?
I can't really remember, but I did with the nuns.
You definitely did with the nuns, yeah.
Oh, yes.
The nuns were
all right. It was a woman. I got beat up in there. I always remember I was scared. There was this woman, she was like a big man. It's been that long. I'm nearly a pensioner. You know, that's all sort of out of my mind now. I remember we had all these dormitories sleeping. And I don't know how I got beat up, but I remember putting the water... What? She gave me a right beating up. See, that wouldn't be allowed in these days. I would have been jailed for that. So I had to lock myself in the room. I had to barricade the door with a wardrobe. And I was terrified because I can't remember what she beat me up for. But I was kind of bullied in there and all.
Yeah. By the staff as well, or by the children and things as well?
Well, I always remember the first time I went... Now, they were all in this big hall. There was five different units. You had the girls that went out to work, they were in this, like, the house bit. And then you had me that was in the bottom, the convent at the bottom. Then you had all the different areas for the girls. But a lot of them came from Glasgow and, like, East Kilbride and that. And I always remember when I went in there that night, they were all in this big assembly room, and there's always somebody that picks on you.
Yeah.
Always somebody. And I remember this Glaswegian, I was really scared. She went, what was it she said? I can't even remember what she says to me. Like, she just started causing trouble with me. And there was no nuns about because it was an open unit. And when we came out the assembly room, you had to go through the kitchen. I was terrified. And there was two lassies in there. There were sisters. I went, we'll watch your back because she wanted to fight with me. And, it was terrible. But then I had to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
I thought, I have to stand up for myself or they're going to bully me. So she was wanting to fight with me. So I says to her, I was really, really scared. And, but then when I says to her, I'm not scared of you, then she was all right after that. She was just wondering what to bully people. That's terrible when they're going to a place.
You tend to find with the bullies, don't you, that once they get put in the place, they tend to leave you alone.
I'll tell you something, the places are worse than outside.
Yeah.
I mean,
because
you're enclosed in a place where you can get bullied. And it's open. And then the nuns go through to the convent and then you're left. I mean, they had, like, these women that used to look after us, like, care or whatever they were, coming in at night. But you had the nuns there sometimes. But the nuns were always around, but I'm talking about, like, in the evening time, maybe you were, because we all had different dormitories. And, I got beat up in there, and I don't even know her name. She's probably dead now, because I was only 13. 13 going on 14.
Yeah, so just put then, obviously, you was around 14 when you moved to the Covenant. Member of staff there, big woman, that she did used to beat you up and obviously...
Well,
she
beat me up. I don't know who else she beat up, but maybe I was cheeky, but it doesn't matter, they shouldn't have beat you up.
No, they shouldn't be, absolutely. And just to confirm, was you witness to, like, other people being abused as well then?
No.
No. And I assume, obviously, like you said, most of the nuns in there was actually okay then, was they? It was just the odd member of staff.
Well, it was just that one member of staff. She was quick. She was built like a rugby player. She had short hair. Like, that's all I remember her. And I was just and I thought, and you know, you're only a young lassie. I mean, it's scary.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I can't imagine. Like you say, what it would have felt like.
You're only a child, really, when you think about it.
No, exactly. So I just want you to know as well that when we make these claims, we're not just like clutching at straws and anything like that. Providing that you have experienced some form of abuse, which, by the way, you've already mentioned that you have, then this case will be successful, and we will be looking at getting you some money back.
Uh-huh. now, when I left, sorry.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I know it's not about the money. I know that's not, like, the important thing, but the average claim is around £48,000 at the moment.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I know it's...
And not... see, when I left the nuns,
yeah,
I went to St. Thomas's Catholic school. I was going out to school, but I think I was quite unhappy. And I used to keep the school sometimes when they sent me to school. Obviously, the school would phone them up. So... When I left school, I left the school on the Thursday. There was, in the days, there was only two old grade classes. Not that I was clever, but I was in one of the classes. And I left the convent on the Thursday, and I started nursing on the Monday, training to be a nurse.
Yeah.
But I went in with nuns again. Perfect. I went in with nuns again. So
St. Thomas.
No, it wasn't the convent. They had there was a hospital like in Blackford Road in Edinburgh, and I went there and I was living in, but I was unhappy because you had to be in till 11 o'clock at night, and I just wanted to get out and get a bit of freedom, and you're young like that. What do you want to be? I says I want to be a nurse. So I lived in the nursing quarters, and my friend Dorothy, she was nice. Her dad was a doctor. So I was in there, but I didn't last in there. I think I just wanted to get out, away from nuns, wanted to get out and get back to my own people.
Yeah.
So
no,
then,
of course,
that's complete. Then I went into catering. I just went into the university and worked, me, my mother, and my sisters. For years we went into the university, I went into the university because I just felt like the doors were locked at 11 o'clock at night. So, and a couple of times, I couldn't go to the door at 11 o'clock at night, so I used to climb over the wall and go to the nursing quarters at the back. And I thought, I'm not happy here because I just thought maybe I was institutionalised a bit, Like, being in the assessment centre, then to the assessment centre, to the convent, then took up nursing, and nuns were running it, because they were nurses and everything, and in Blackford Road, and then I thought, no, I have to get away, I need my freedom.
Yeah. No, of course, that's completely understandable, so, just to confirm, obviously, Winnie, then, by the sounds of things, we do definitely have a case here. That woman alone, what she did to you at the time means that obviously, you know, there is a case to be made. She used to hit you and things like that.
No, she beat me up once.
Yeah, regardless of how many times.
But I can't even remember. Maybe I was beaten up again. I have no idea. But I just remember a young lassie scared in a dormitory with a door, with a wardrobe and that. She was trying to get through the door. I mean, you're only a child.
Then when she got
through the door, she assaulted me.
Yeah. By the sounds of things, you know, it's despicable, really. So
it's despicable. I mean, I was a terrified child. I was going into a place where there was 500. There was all different units. I never knew anybody.
Yeah.
My sister was in there, Nora. But she left, she was away before I went in, because she was put away at 15 for keeping school and she got put in there. And I was in the assessment centre, then for there I went in there. My sister was already left there when I went in there.
Right, okay, yeah.
So can you imagine sitting all these rough people from Glasgow and all over and like growling at you and that, and I was like, what? There should have been somebody there to support you. And sit with you and introduce you to people. No, sitting on a chair, terrified, because I was going to... And we had to walk through a kitchen where there was no security. I could have been stabbed or anything.
Yeah. No, exactly. And the people who are supposed to be helping you, you know, by sounds of things, they're not. But what I'm going to do for you, Winnie, because like I said, we have definitely got a case to be made here. All we need basically is for you to sign a form that I'm going to send in one moment that basically gives us authority to contact the relevant authorities, get all the information from them, like, you know, your files and things from your time in there.
Yeah.
Just whilst I'm sending that out, do you have a proof of ID, like a copy of a driver's license or?
Yes, I've got that. I've got my passport. I've got everything.
Perfect. So I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp. Is there any chance, just whilst I'm sending this form over, could you just take a picture of your driver's license and just send
give
it
me
over
a second. Now, this is just the phone I've got. I've not set anything up in it. The other one I broke. Wait, now, I've got an iPhone here. Let me see the connection, because it's the same number. Let me see, but my iPhone, the mic's broken on it. That's how I can use it for internet. But this phone I'm using just now is asking me for my password, and I can't remember it. So to get onto Google
and
that.
I can't remember it.
Now, I'll need to try and set up later on. I have it stupid with things like that. Let me just see.
Do you have WhatsApp
now
on either of them?
Right, wait, I've got WhatsApp. Yes. No. So send me that and I can send you. If I take this
I have just sent you a message over.
Let me just check. Well, check WhatsApp.
Yeah. Hello? And just one more thing as well. Yeah, so just one more thing as well, sorry, Winnie. Do you remember the address that you would have been at before you moved into Carr?
Oh, I was in 17 Kegmuller Castle Avenue. 17 Kegmuller Castle Avenue. That's where I was brought up.
Kegmuller Castle Avenue.
That's where we were all brought up in that house. That's where I went into care for there.
Yeah. And did you say Craig Muller? Craig Miller, is it?
Craig is a C-R-A-I-G-M-I-L-L-E-R. Craig Muller.
Perfect. Yeah.
Craig Muller Castle Avenue, number 17. Pardon?
Yeah. But I was just going to say, I have just sent that
we'll have a look on...
Just have a quick look.
Let me have a look. Let me check on this other phone because it's connected because I've got the internet in the house. One moment.
Yeah, no worries.
I'll get on this on the WhatsApp. One moment. Sorry, I'm just getting this up. Oh, for goodness sake, now they're sending me a code. Give me a second.
No, don't worry. Yeah, honestly, don't worry. Take your time. I'm still just doing a thing in the background anyway, so.
How is the code not coming through? Right, next. Receiving credential. As I say, I broke the phone, mother's phone. So I had to buy this. You recently connected, please try again in 1 minute. Right, let me check on this phone. 1 minute.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm naked on. Give me a second.
Don't worry.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Let's check this phone. What's that? Jason Justine.
Sorry, Jason.
Come on, what's going on here? I can you continue? Sorry, I'm still here.
Yeah, honestly, don't worry. Take as long as you need.
Honestly, I'm stupid with phones. My daughter said we shouldn't have a phone when we didn't know how to use it. Right. Switch. When do we want to use a different phone? Come on.
Yeah.
Why don't you just send me... Why am I not getting onto WhatsApp? Right, WhatsApp. Switch now. I'm not wanting to switch. Use different number, no. So what am I going to do? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you there?
Are you okay?
They're sending me a code for WhatsApp and I've not got the code yet. Hi.
Right, I see.
Come on, what's going on here? Right, just give me a second.
Yeah, no worries, honestly.
Where did you send the message to?
But I sent it on your WhatsApp. I sent the message.
I can't get onto my WhatsApp. How is that?
You can't get onto your WhatsApp, no?
Because I need to, same here, didn't receive a verification. Right, let me see if they'll send me it. Just God's sake. I don't know how to get it, love. I'm sorry.
No, that's not a problem.
Switch phones.
Can you access your emails?
But, oh. Right. There's nothing there. Right, here we go. WhatsApp. Nothing there again. My goodness, what's going on here? So how...
I can send it you an email instead if you prefer.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we'll get the email on this. Send it an email, maybe it'll come through the iPhone. Sorry for the confusion, it's just I'm no good on phones.
Don't worry, honestly. What I think might be easier for now, I'm just going to send the form for you to sign first, and hopefully they get back to you whilst we're waiting for a moment.
You know, I'm trying to get this WhatsApp. I wish my son was here, he'd take in a minute for me. There's no verification code came through. Oh! One minute, love.
Sorry.
Oh, my leg. Just give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
Right, let's just check something.
Yeah, have a seat.
Possibly. Maybe came through in that old phone. See, I've got this is a new phone. I've got the Android that's broken that I'm trying to charge, so it's not charging. And I've got the iPhone that the mic doesn't work on it.
Yeah. So you're probably locked in on your old phone.
Anything on this yet?
Yeah.
This is,
no, don't worry. Don't.
I can't, because I want to send these things. But I can't, buddy. Right. That's not charging that. A moment. See if anything came up. Why don't you phone me tomorrow and I'll get somebody to fix it for me.
Well, I was going to say, we don't have to use WhatsApp anyway, to be fair. What I was going to say, Winnie, is, first of all, I've just sent a form for you. You should have just received a text message from me a minute ago, from MMA Legal.
Wait, no, that's it.
Yeah, basically all we need is this form signing and a proof of ID, and we can get the process straight away.
Yeah. You know what I think's happening? Because I've not set up Google or anything on this phone that I've just bought. The phone that's out, that's not charged. That's where everything goes to, and it's not coming.
But have you just received a text message from me though on your new phone?
No, because I've not set that up yet. That's what I'm saying. I can't get anything on it.
You should still get text messages if I'm speaking to you on this number now.
Right. Let me see. Give me 2 seconds. No. Let me just have a look. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Messaging. No. No, there's nothing came through that phone. Let me see the other phone. This is terrible, eh? Sorry, love. Let me just try.
No, it's okay, yeah.
What is stupid phones? I'm so stupid on phones, to be quite honest.
Oh.
Because
don't worry,
everything goes to that other phone.
Yeah, it's probably not all set up yet, is it?
It's not set up, that's what I'm saying. I need to get somebody...
Yeah.
I have to go to the last thing next door or something just to set up for me.
Have you received a text message from me, though?
Pardon?
Have you received a text message from me?
Let me have a look.
Yeah. Okay. You go and see your actual messages, not WhatsApp or anything. Your actual messages.
No, on this one I've not.
From MMA Legal.
Pardon?
From MMA Legal.
No, it's never came through. It must be coming through now. Okay. I have a phone, but it's not charging. Because that happens if I'm on this phone, that phone... Let me see. This is ridiculous. Give me a second. I'm just trying to connect this other phone to see. It's doing nothing.
Yeah.
I let that phone fall and I broke the screen on it.
And that just won't work.
Oh, and it worked the other day when I came in. Wait 2 seconds. So what can we do about this? Because I'm trying to get this working.
Well, I'm going to... Just one moment. This number I'm speaking to you on now?
Yes.
Is this on your new phone?
This is a new phone and I haven't set Google up. Yeah. Telling me to put passwords in and everything,
so,
and I forgot my password.
Don't worry, Winnie. What I'm going to do, I wouldn't usually do this, but just because you're struggling, I'm going to send you a text on my personal number.
Right.
So you should receive a text message from me now.
Right.
Can you see that?
Let me just check.
Yeah.
Give me 2 seconds. Right, messages. No,
number ends in 946.
Pardon?
No. I'm not sure maybe if because we're on the phone, you're not receiving texts.
Right. This new phone, see the one I've got now charging? This is the one I broke. The messages all come on this phone. Because this one's not set up. Now I've just pressed on it, Android, and then it goes back off again. It's a bloody nuisance. Give me a second to see. I'll probably just say power off. Oh, dear. Oh. Oh, I've got it, Elliot.
Yeah.
Hello?
If you can just send me a picture of your driver's licence to that number.
So, did I just send you...
Then I'll...
How'd I do that?
Yeah, then I'll... Yeah, so if you take a picture of your driver's licence on your camera.
Right. Give me 2 seconds and I'll get my...
Yeah.
What do you want, the driving licence or the passport?
The driver's licence, because that's got your address on as well.
Wait, no, it's okay.
Yeah, no worries.
Just give me a second. Just, I've got everything in a box.
Yeah. Usually I wouldn't do that, but just because you're having trouble with your having a
new I'm having trouble. I need to get somebody to help me. I'm so bloody stupid. I'm not stupid.
Worry.
I know what I'm doing, but it's just...
It's not that you're stupid. You've got a new... Yeah.
Give me
2 seconds. Really know what I'm doing.
Oh, this is bloody awful. No, I'm usually all right in my bones. Now, where's my driving licence? Right, I've got the driving licence and the passport here. Right, give me a second.
Just take a picture of them for me.
The ticket for the driving licence.
Yep.
Hey, give me a second. Right, I'll have to take a picture. Will you stay on the line? Give me 2 minutes.
I'll stay here, yeah.
Give me 2 minutes. Now I need to try and figure this out. One moment.
Yeah.
Come on. Right, camera. Give me a second. I don't want that. What's going on here? Why am I coming up on this?
You've just turned the camera. I think there might be a button in the corner to turn the camera around.
I don't like this new phone. I can't wait now. 2 seconds. My picture's coming up. I don't want that. Well, here we go.
A little A little arrow in the corner that'll turn your camera around.
Why, maybe I'll turn the camera. Oh, for goodness sake. 1 minute.
Yeah, no worries.
Wait, hang on. Why is it? We don't want that. Why is it not giving you options? More.
Winnie, can you see in the bottom corner?
Use volume key sound data. Oh, God almighty. Wait, what's this? We're not wanting that. How can I know? My face is coming up in the camera.
Yeah. Winnie, can you hear me?
How'd you turn it? Normally, you can turn
Winnie?
The camera. Oh, one moment.
Hello?
Photo. Give me a second.
Winnie, can you hear me?
Me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't even turn the camera now.
Usually, it's in the bottom right corner.
I know that, because I know that. But when you're pressed on this new phone, it's my face that's coming up.
Yeah, if you tap that button, it should switch the camera around.
But no, there's that.
Yeah.
What's this? Wait, now, 1 minute. What's that?
They still saw that
person. Right. Give me a second. Right, what did we say? We're just going to take a picture. Sorry, Craig, I'm still here.
No, don't worry, honestly.
Wait now, this is awful. Wait now, why don't we wait until we go to the phone and then I'll take a picture and send it?
Yeah, you can do, yeah.
That would be easier for me.
That's not a problem. As soon as I have
I've got the driving license here.
Yeah.
Why don't I just cut you off now, send a picture and you phone me back?
That's fine. Well, what I'll do, yeah, we'll do that. I'll give you a call back in 5 minutes, Winnie. Thank you.
Right, let me take a picture of this driving license and I'll send it to you.
Yeah. I'll call you back in 5 minutes.
Right.